Hey, it's Austin James. If you're like me, trying to live your best life while living with diabetes, you can relate to worrying if you're doing a good job managing your diabetes. I use the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor to get real-time glucose readings and see the impact of every meal and activity to make better decisions. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor can help me live life with diabetes on my own terms, and it gives me more time for the things I love, like being a dad and a musician. Now this is progress. Learn more at FreeStyleLibre.us.
For prescription only, safety info found at FreeStyleLibre.us.
Simple things you can do to better your dogma. I'm Anna, that's Raven. Joining us, it's Mary Ellen Walsh. She's from The Grateful Dog. You can visit them online at thinklikeyourdog.com. We call this January, Mary Ellen. It's three things that you can do to make yourself better in 2020. Over 50% of Americans have a dog in their home.
Yes, they do. Pet industry is, I think at this point, a $66 billion a year business. And of course, that encompasses more than just dogs. But it gives us an idea of how important our four-legged friends are to us.
It really seems like this is the time of the pet owner, right? I mean, they're a furry child now. Just look at how we regard them and talk with them. I have two rescues myself. Realistically, they run the house.
Exactly. That's what they do.
Okay, what are some simple things that we can do to be better pet owners?
One of the things that I like to impress people on, and particularly the kids, treat the dog the way you would like to be treated. That is going to get you a friendship of your life. Mm. Now, it isn't to say that you're equal. We're not. There is no equal in nature. However, in order to be leader, we need to keep the hierarchy in line. And that's when the dogs are going to feel the safest. Because to them, their routines teach them they're safe. The fact that we are available to them and safe with them. I don't really raise my voice with a dog. I tend to go low. I'll growl when I want to make it's that kind of a sound.
Right.
They stop dead in their tracks and they're like, what? You know, yelling, just as when people yell at us, loses its purpose.
It's funny you say that because I get frustrated and I yell.
I love the statement that there is no equal in nature. That's right.
There's no perfection either. I remember having, when my children were little, I was thinking, I'm going to drive myself crazy trying to make this. There's no perfection. You just are.
What are some other things we can do besides controlling our voice and controlling our emotions, which is a really good tip?
And it works. They stay children all of their lives, so they never grow up. The way I look at it is they have a certain level of, how can I get what I want
right.
this human being? And, right? And what's the technique I use to get there?
They're right. not different than people in that regard. We got a really good border collie. One of us could be out tomorrow, Anna Zappa.
Well, I have a border collie, and she is smart and manipulative. And
they are. Dogs find means and ways of manipulating us. And as you said, they are super smart. They're not really listening to our language. They're watching our body language. That's what determines what their status is in the world and in their families. Is if I square my shoulders and stand straight up, my dog knows I'm serious. If I bend forward and lean over, my dog goes, oh, great, she wants to play. You'll notice in your family of dogs, they do the same thing.
Yeah.
I've been working with training my dogs, too, and I've been told since moment one that the little one will do everything that the big one tells it to do.
That's it.
Because the big one was in the house beforehand, and I really do see the way that they react to each other. The funny thing is, when the big one misbehaves, he's doing it because he's challenging the little one, and it's just a whole ego thing going on.
Yes, there
it's
is.
Crazy.
It's turf, and size doesn't matter.
Final thoughts, Mary Ellen, on improving your dogma?
I really believe that schedule is extremely important. Not to be a person that really loves schedule. Now I adore it because my animals taught me to. That if on a regular basis they eat, everything will be okay.
I always joke with Raven because he always compares his puppies to like my baby. You know, I have an actual one-year-old little daughter at home.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. And I always say, like, stop comparing your dog to my baby. But reality-wise is you should treat them with respect as you would treat your child. You should use your body language and use your words and stay calm. And you should keep them on a schedule, just like your kid has a nap schedule and an eating schedule.
That's
it's kind of the same exact thing.
Schedule, schedule, schedule. The more we regulate their system, after a while, the dogs depend on us so much. But it relieves you of pressure and stress if you know they know the schedule.
Well,
it makes for a wonderful friendship.
Well, it's tax time now, so start planning for your dog's tuition as well.
Mary Ellen Walsh, you can find her online at thinklikeyourdog.com. She's from The Grateful Dog. Mary Ellen, thank you for taking the time this morning.
Oh, you're most welcome anytime.
Hey, it's Austin James. Yes, I'm living with diabetes, but it doesn't have to define me. Thanks to the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor, I get real-time glucose readings throughout the day. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor is small and easy to wear, giving me the freedom to focus on my life as a parent and a musician. Now this is progress. You can get a free sensor at freestylelibre.us.
Offer available for people who qualify. Visit myfreestyle.us to see all terms and conditions. Certain exclusions apply. Data on file, Abbott Diabetes Care, for prescription only. Safety info found at freestylelibre.us.